Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you paranormal stories of folklore. First, the ghost of Kohada Koheiji. Next, Inen, the possessive ghost. After that, the speaking futon. And finally, the Yurei of the Melancholy Boy. So, let's get started. Season 11, Episode 4, Ghost Stories of Hell. The Ghost of Kohada Koheiji. The story of this ghost was said to have been adapted into a kabuki play known as Colorful Fairy Tales. Centuries ago, there lived a third-rate actor named Kohada, who was an inexperienced and unattractive actor. He wasn't able to get any roles in every kabuki production he auditioned for. One day, he finally got a part with a traveling show in the countryside. Due to his appearance, Koheiji was cast as a ghost in order for the producers to save money on makeup. One day, Kohada and his friend, a taiko player named Adachi Sakuro, visited his wife Otsuka, who always believed her husband was an embarrassment to her. She fell deeply in love with Adachi, so in love that she asked Sakuro to eliminate her husband so that she could be with Adachi. One day, Sakuro invited Kohada to fish in a swamp. Sakuro then struck Koheiji and drowned to the bottom of the swamp. He jumped for joy as he said, "Ha! Now his money and his wife are mine." Just then, Koheiji's corpse fell on top of him. Seeking revenge on him and Otsuka, he haunted them both every night until Sakuro and Otsuka perished from their own insanity. Inen, the possessive ghost. Centuries ago, the wife of a farmer had a weird growth under her armpit. It was excruciating. It wouldn't even allow her to sleep. No matter how many times a doctor tried to remove it, it always grew back. One day, she called a honin, a type of exorcist. He said that a spirit has attached itself to their house, and he explained to the farmer that his wife's house was constructed on top of an ancient graveyard. The spirits that haunted that graveyard wanted humans to honor them and hold services. Instead, they caused erratic illnesses such as skin disease and even insanity. The Speaking Futon, Tale of the Talking Bed. Centuries ago, in the small town of the Tottori Prefecture, a shopkeeper opened an inn. One day, a man walked in from a cold winter's night. After the shopkeeper led the traveler to his room, he immediately fell asleep. He was then awakened by the voice of a small child. "Older brother, you must be cold. Little brother, you must be cold too." It sounded sad. However, there was no one else in the room. He soon found out that the voice was coming from his futon. The lodger ran from the room screaming in terror, waking up the proprietor up from his sleep. He told him about the situation of the haunted futon. Unfortunately, he didn't believe it. However, he went anyway and checked the room. Once he put on his head next to the futon, sure enough, he heard a child crying coming from the blanket. He was shocked and ran in terror. The Yurei of the Melancholy Child. Centuries ago, a border between the Sendai and Suma provinces, a young boy fell off and died when he was on a journey from Sendai. Soon enough, a samurai who was patrolling the border arrived at the scene. He picked up the body and continued his journey. Once he got to the Soma border, he entered a graveyard and buried the body. The next day, something strange happened. The boy's body was sitting next to his headstone, and he stared with pure hatred at the people of Sendai. They all died from illness. However, the people of Suma were spared. Thank you for joining me for Yokai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest update. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!